I believe that mental illness should not and does not define one's life and character. When I was 12, I was diagnosed with obsessive-compulsive disorder, as well as a related anxiety and attention deficit disorder. I remember having absolutely no idea what that meant. The only word that I heard was disorder, meaning a problem, that something was wrong and something was wrong with me. To me, this was completely different than feeling under the weather physically and going to the doctor. To me, that wouldn't be my fault. But this was. The reason being, a mental illness implies that your mind is ill, and I always thought that I was in complete control of my mind. I didn't understand that my brain could get sick just like my body could. To me, this was embarrassing, and I thought it would be widely unaccepted by my peers and the rest of society. So I simply ignored it, which looking back on makes no sense. When your body is physically ill, you take steps to make it better, and the people around you encourage you to do so. So why was my mental health any different? To me, education and the media. I believe that educating children on mental illness accurately, whether at school or through the media, will significantly decrease the amount of kids who felt like I did when they were told that they had a mental disorder. Growing up in the media, I understood for the most part when I heard mental illness, I thought mental hospital. I thought of somebody who was clinically insane. I had also observed that in society, different was an undesirable trait. I was set on blending in with my peers, but this diagnosis of a mental illness threatened that goal. What if they find out? This is the question that I often wondered. I was so scared of being different that all of this added pressure just fueled the chaos in my brain. When I was 14 or 15, I started to come to the realization that millions of people struggle with mental illness. I was anything but alone. One morning, I woke up and I decided that I would no longer try to change who I am to try to escape the mental disorder that I have been diagnosed with. Instead, I decided I would embrace it, and that's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Some of my very favorite people have mental illnesses. I have a mental illness, and it doesn't make them any less them or me any less me. Now that I have accepted my mental illness, I can work towards recovery and symptom management. To me, this is putting me in control of my illness and not letting my illness control me. Being diagnosed with OCD taught me a plethora of things, but among the most important, it taught me acceptance, how to overcome worry and self-doubt, vulnerability, and control. I have OCD, and it should not and does not define my life or character, and I wouldn't have it any other way. This is what I believe.